All right, I'm talking with Brittany Kennel. How's everything going, Brittany?
Hello, I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I am not doing too bad. I mean, you got a new single out there, Wait On You, that we're going to play in just a little bit. But obviously, awesome. We want people to know a bit more about you. You're from Beaconsfield, yeah. Quebec, right?
Yeah, exactly. About 25 minutes outside of Montreal on a good day.
So, I mean, what made you want to then go to Boston to celebrate music?
Yeah, you know, I ended up, I guess a couple of my friends were talking about this program at Berkeley, and I'd already had fallen in love with the process of songwriting, and I just wanted to be able to dive into that more. And I didn't really know that a songwriting program existed until I stumbled upon Berkeley, and I just absolutely fell in love with the idea of learning more about it. And so I went through the process of applying and doing the interview and all that stuff, and I got in and, you know, thankfully was able to make it work and go study there. And that kind of was a big turning point for me, because from there, I knew that if I was going to go to Berkeley, that I had to be fully committed to pursuing a career in music.
And obviously that led to you moving to Nashville for a stretch of time, and even becoming the first and possibly still the only Canadian to appear on The Voice.
Yeah, it's a good trivia question. But that is me. I ended up, I moved to Nashville just after Berkeley. It was because we took trips to Nashville while we were there at school, and I fell in love with Nashville the same way that I fell in love with Berkeley, and I knew that that was my next step to, you know, keep pursuing music. And so down in Nashville, I was there for about 7-8 years, and halfway through is when I got onto The Voice. Next thing you know, there I was on stage in LA, and chairs were turning, and that was it.
Yeah, it almost started, was it Buttongate? I think Adam Levine was starting to refer to it. Blake started losing his mind.
Oh, yeah. It started definitely a little bit of a Buttongate, and just a wild, wild experience all in all.
So, I mean, what did being on The Voice do for your career?
Gosh, I would say that it's funny. I feel like I had a lot of support back home here in Montreal because it was a first, and so there was definitely a big media frenzy and a lot of support here. Moving, you know, going back to Nashville after that wasn't the same, and only because, and understandably so, there are so many people that go on this show that it's not entirely that intriguing to industry, I would say. And then, like I said, understandably so, because there's so many artists that go on that show. But it kind of helped me internally to redirect my focus, my goals, what did I want to do. Being on that stage gave me a whole new appreciation for the artist route and what that looks like, performing, you know, a song and performing with a band and that to that level. So I would say that that was probably my biggest takeaway, was a newfound appreciation for the artist path over just the writing path.
So what ultimately led to you leaving Nashville and moving back up to Montreal?
Yeah, so not planned at all. I told my parents when I moved there that I would give it 10 years because it was, as most people know, Nashville is a 10-year town, as they call it. And so I said, give me 10 years. And I hit just the tail end of year 7, and I had gone through a pretty bad breakup. And it was just before Christmas, and I decided I would go home and rethink my options. I took a trip out to LA, wasn't really into that, went back to Nashville, was still very unsure. I came back to Montreal and I said, you know what, I'm going to live out a few other dreams, take a year away from music, live in Montreal and hang out here, check some other things off my boxes and go from there. And then after in a year's time, I'll make a decision whether I want to move back down to Nashville. And then COVID hit. So in a way, I do feel like that was all a bit of a blessing, because in that tail end of my 1 year stay here in Montreal, I met my manager. I met, you know, some more Quebec artists. I kind of found, and then throughout COVID, like I kind of had, again, built up those friendships, those relationships with people here. You know, the stars kind of started aligning where I could pursue my career from here, but also be with my family and be in, you know, be in my hometown. So in a way, it worked out. And rather than living in Nashville, visiting Montreal, and I live here and visit Nashville instead.
Nice. That's always nice there.
Yeah.
I've only gone to Montreal a few times, but it's always a nice city. It's probably the only city in Quebec I can probably live in, because I don't sprechen the French very well. I got some horror stories about visiting Quebec City, so.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad hearing those stories. I'm like, oh, sorry about that. But for the most part, Montreal's pretty chill, and you know, I love Nashville too. Like, it was a tough move. I bawled my eyes out moving home because I really loved it there, but I knew I needed to kind of recenter myself a little bit and figure out, you know, what I was doing. And also to kind of take a break from music. I had been like really working hard for almost 10 years with school and Nashville, and I was totally burnt out, and I think I needed a break from music and just to let music come find me rather than go, you know, constantly chasing it.
All right, so we got the new single, Wait On You. How did this one come about? Because I absolutely love it, especially when you get to
Thank
the lines.
You.
I don't watch the flowers bloom. I don't watch my coffee brew.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad you like this. This is one of my favorite ones. Like, I know I'm a little biased, but I really do love this song. And like, for me, the idea came about when I was kind of starting to date again. And I just got really annoyed with myself, where I found myself waiting for people, waiting for text back. And I just wanted to give myself a new message about, you know, I shouldn't be spending my time, like, what is sitting and worrying and waiting and wondering do other than waste my own time when I could be doing something more positive, reading a book, taking a bike ride, spending it with family. And so I kind of took that idea to Patricia Conroy and Dave Thompson down in Nashville. They helped me write this song. And yeah, just really about not waiting on anybody. Within the song, the lyrics, this has to do with love, but it really, you know, stands true to everything in life and all facets of life, of just not waiting to make things happen. If you have dreams, if you have goals, not worrying about the past or fretting about the future, but just, you know, taking it step by step and making the most of your time.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that message. I mean, I got tired of missing out on things because people would take their sweet time replying, or they just didn't seem to care enough to message back. And so eventually I decided to tell myself, okay, I don't mind going to a baseball game by myself. I don't mind doing this, doing that. At one point, that's what helped me pack up and move to Whistler was, well, I don't want to be here right now, so I'm just going to go live in Whistler. I don't care if I do it by myself.
Amen. And that's the thing. It's like, there's so much to experience in life, and there's so many memories to be made, and to be sitting and worrying and waiting, it's a waste of your own energy and time. And it's really tough to do, but moving forward and like getting out there, going to do something, going to experience, like you said, a baseball game by yourself, like that's helping yourself move forward and meet new people and experience new memories. And like the song says, like, whether it be existential or minute, like watching your coffee brew, it's the concept of like, I'm too busy to even think about worrying or waiting on somebody because I'm focused on spending my energy and my time wisely and making the most of it.
Wait On You is an awesome song, and I'm so glad that you put that one out there for the world to hear.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm really happy with it. I hope, you know, your listeners love it as much as I do. I think it's just a really empowering message to get out there, move forward with your life, and do positive activities, and don't try not to fret on what you can't control.
Well, thanks for taking the talk with me, Brittany, and I'm hoping everybody loves the song as much as I do.
Yay! Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you having me on the show.